This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Last month, the Native American playwright Larissa Fasthorse won a MacArthur Genius Grant. Among her achievements, the Thanksgiving play, which is now on stage, so to speak, at WAM, based in Lenox, Massachusetts. In this pandemic year, the video went live last night and is up through the weekend. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports.
The Thanksgiving play is a satire about a group of white teachers writing an elementary school play that combines the myth of the first Thanksgiving and Native American Heritage Month, which is November. These are people with good intentions that go bad, like the character of Logan, who used a grant to hire an actress thinking she was Native American. She is not.
So we're four white people making a culturally sensitive first Thanksgiving play for Native American Heritage Month? Oh my goddess.
Whatever, it's theater. We don't need actual Native Americans to tell a Native American story. I mean, none of us are actually pilgrims, are we?
Interestingly, they didn't call themselves pilgrims at all.
The characters are self-conscious, liberal, and pat themselves on the back for being so.
Is Lumiere a real candlestick?
Actually, he kind of was.
This is a witty play about making a play, but it's a comedy with a bigger message.
My name is Heather Briegel, and I'm the Director of Cultural Affairs for the Stockbridge Muncie community.
The Thanksgiving play, produced by WAM and by many other theater companies, begins with a land acknowledgement. The Stockbridge Muncie community is a Mohican tribe that's now largely in Wisconsin. The tribe, over centuries, was forced north and west by white people taking their land.
Our homelands were in the Mahicanatic River Valley area, which you know as the Hudson River Valley, along with other areas of New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Vermont, and Connecticut.
I think it's a vital play to be put on right now because we're at this moment of racial reckoning as a country and as an industry, as an arts industry.
Talia Kingston is director of the WAM production. In developing the show, she was able to speak with Larissa Fasthorse several times in the past month. Kingston says this is a play that will allow white people attempting to do anti-racism work to see themselves.
And it hopefully will allow them to laugh at themselves, but it's also a really, and ourselves, I should say, not themselves. But it's also a very sharp satire that Larissa has written from really knowing people.
On the fifth day of Thanksgiving, the natives like to be 5 pairs of moccasins.
In an early scene in the play, Logan, the elementary school teacher organizing this pageant, is browsing the internet for engaging Thanksgiving activities for her students. She finds a counting song. Any curriculum Fasthorse wrote into the play came from actual teacher posts. And at the end...
Teacher's note. This song can do more than teach counting. I divide my students into Indians and pilgrims, so the Indians can practice sharing.
Cringeworthy, Kingston says. This activist play, as she calls it, is being produced by an activist theater. WAM made sure to hire an illustrator for the virtual production who is Indigenous and to connect the production with the Mohican tribe. Kingston is white, and she admits she saw herself and her colleagues in some of Fasthorse's dialogue. WAM, she says, is not done doing its work.
Well, I absolutely think that we need to work more with Indigenous directors and artists going forward. I think it's an appropriate play for a white director to direct. It's a play about whiteness and about white privilege.
Larissa Fasthorse wasn't available to be interviewed for this story, but she's previously said the Thanksgiving play is her least favorite work, her most depressing success, even as she loves the play. Fasthorse says she wrote it in response to the feedback she was getting about her other work. Those plays couldn't be produced for a wide audience, she was told. Supposedly, there weren't enough Indigenous actors to portray her characters. That's just not true, says Priscilla Page.
If you looked at the last 4 decades of Native American theater, you will find, you know, that plays do get produced. There are Native American actors who can and do act professionally.
Paige is of Wiat heritage. She is a playwright and historian who researches Native American theater, and she's teaching that this semester at UMass Amherst. Fasthorse spoke with her students last week. Paige says there's an interesting tension about her Thanksgiving play.
She's the first Native American playwright to make, you know, this list that American theater puts out of the most produced plays of 2019. So lo and behold, this play by a Native American playwright, it has no Native American actors in it.
The play, Paige says, is Fast Horse's send-up of political correctness and progressive people who want to do better.
And I think she's kind of pointing her finger like, are you doing better? You know, I think she's asking that really critical question and using humor to do it.
On stage, the Thanksgiving play does not end in a moment of catharsis, says Wham's Talia Kingston. But there's a second half of the play. It's what the audience can do after the lights come up, including rethinking how to celebrate this Thanksgiving. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.